Hi, welcome to the Western Sidereal Astrology Podcast. I'm Sophia, and I apologize in advance that I am a Gemini and will probably lose track of what I'm saying or won't be able to read my own handwriting. Today, our topic of conversation is of the planet Mercury in astrology, a very looked over planet. Sorry, as I said, I'm going to have trouble reading my handwriting. Luckily, most of it's just bullet points. As I said, I have some bullet point notes for this, but otherwise we'll just be letting the conversation freely flow. Okay? Good. Let's just head into the main topic, yeah? Mercury is commonly known as the planet of communication, thought, learning, and other such intellectual themes, but there is far more to Mercury than that. It's where we are creative to start, okay? Because if we think about Mercury is the equivalent in Roman mythology as Hermes in Greek mythology. Sorry, forgot what it was called. Also, I'm going to probably say a lot. So, thinking back to the... God, I'm losing track already. Fuck, I hate being a Gemini. So, back to the thought of Hermes and being creative. Hermes was really creative in the sense of how he kind of maneuvered his way through life. He was really good at coming up with solutions to situations. It's kind of the way in which Mercury is creative. It's not creative in the same way as, say, Venus, but is creative in how we communicate ourselves, obviously, but also in how we navigate through situations in life. To be honest, this is not the part of the podcast I really want to be talking about, so I'm going to zoom right through it. Okay. It's also where we can see both sides, because if we think back to Hermes, he was very kind to people he thought needed it and not to people who thought he didn't need. You can kind of see where different people are coming from, especially if you are, like, have a lot of Mercury in your chart, like our sidereal Gemini or sidereal Virgo placements. Okay, so, sorry, I'm reading my notes, or trying to. So yes, okay. Mercury also shows, obviously, different learning styles. This can be whether you are, say, an Aries Mercury, and you need to really try things out for yourself in order to learn them. Like, you're more of a hands-on learner rather than I can read this book and understand it all completely. Like, in astrology, if you were studying astrology as an Aries Mercury, you'd be much more the type to just go straight into trying to interpret people's charts rather than reading a bunch of books first. Yeah. Whereas if you are a Virgo Mercury, you're definitely going to hit the books before anything else. But different Mercury signs also show different topics that they are best at learning, such as, like, I don't know, an example would be Pisces Mercury, Mercury in fall. They're not going to be the best at learning the more logical things, such as sciences and maths, but they'd be better at learning, like, I think such as, like, arts, but also, like, sociology and stuff. Like, you know, those things that aren't as set in stone, like a science. Because that's just really not Pisces Mercury at all. Meanwhile, let's go to the neighboring sign, Aquarius Mercury. They'd be much more into the science and math. That would come way easier to them than it would to a Pisces Mercury. Keep in mind, I'm talking sidereal. I hope I pronounced sidereal right. I feel like I'm zooming through this all way too fast because it's only like 4 minutes into the podcast and I'm already like halfway done with my notes. But to be honest, I don't have the patience to do a super long podcast, so maybe this is for the best. It's also Mercury, if we go back to the story of Hermes, is where we can be tricky or deceiving. And this goes back to how we get through life. It's not in a malicious way. It's more so in a way where we are trying to do what we think will most benefit the situation. Such as, if you... here's just an example. Steal some makeup from your sister. Then you're going to be more tactful about it if you have more Mercury in your chart. Like a prominent Mercury or prominent Gemini, Virgo placements. You'll be much more able to, like, you know, kind of charm your way out of it. Because that's how Hermes works. He doesn't, like, he doesn't hide things. He is not a liar, per se. He's more good at charming his way out of situations and tricking people into doing things such as that. So that's what a prominent Mercury can make someone like. The thing most people think of when they think of Mercury is Mercury retrograde, which happens every few months. It lasts a few weeks. And it kind of turns things upside down. Which is strange, because people don't put much importance on Mercury until it comes to Mercury retrograde. But since it does go retrograde most frequently for the shortest period of time, it is the most important retrograde, in my opinion. So, like, how it works is, you know, people always say, like, communication's messed up, technology's messed up, short-distance travel's messed up, all that such thing. But there's slightly more to Mercury retrograde than that. It also is a time for us to consider the things which we weren't thinking about before, like things from the past which we left behind and were decided, like, I don't want to think about it anymore. If there's anything left to think about there, it will come back to our mind, which is probably why people say exes come back during Mercury retrograde, because, well, they're thinking about things that they feel they have more to do with, such as if they feel that their relationship with you is not over, then they will come back, even if you feel it is over, or vice versa. So that's a bit about Mercury retrograde. To be honest, everyone's heard the whole spiel about Mercury retrograde, so I'm not going to focus on that too much at all. But what I do want to focus on, as we're finally at this part, is when we have Mercury in a different sign than our sun. Keep in mind, sidereal. So you might have it in the same sign in tropical, but it could be in different sign in sidereal. This is an interesting topic because it brings up a lot of questions that no one really has the full answer to, which is probably part of why Mercury is such an overlooked planet, because it's confusing. And the fact that it kind of brings up the... I'm, like, scared to talk about it because I don't even have the answers. It kind of brings up the question of consciousness and what is consciousness. Even if we look at the scientific viewpoint, there are different definitions of consciousness. Like, are you... Is consciousness just when you're aware of your surroundings? So are you unconscious when you're asleep? Or is consciousness your being able to interact with the world, including your dreams? In which case, are you only unconscious once you die? So the reason it brings up that idea of consciousness is because the first idea of consciousness is, like, more so with the sun. Like, how do you interact with your purpose in the world? How do you interact with your place? That is the sun. It is kind of the way we place ourselves in the world and who we're meant to become. Meanwhile, we have the question of Mercury, because Mercury is the brain, okay? Mercury is the brain. And if the brain is who we are, if we're thinking scientifically, then what's the sun? See, this is where it gets confusing, because I don't feel like anyone really truly has the answer to this, because it comes down to what do you believe you are? And this goes way past astrology into possibly religious beliefs or other such things, such as if you're an atheist, you might think you are your brain. You are just the little interactions going on, chemicals and other little things between the neurons going on. Sorry, I snapped my fingers when I'm trying to remember something, like a word. If you think that, then you might place even more importance on Mercury than the sun when it comes to who we are. But if you are the kind of person to believe that we are something more than just in our bodies, that we are a soul, and we maybe have, like, multiple lives, or, you know, we go to heaven afterwards, if that's something you believe, then you might place more importance on the sun. But this is also, just personally from my more scientific views, this is why I feel like Mercury is an overlooked planet, because we really run on the way we think. So even if you don't believe that the brain is all we are, we do run a lot on our thoughts. Our way of thinking really is how we make decisions. That is actually another point I've written down. It's how we make decisions, and aren't our decisions who we are? And then this brings up another question. See, this is why Mercury is such a complicated planet, because then this brings up a question of, do we have free will? Because if we have free will, how important would Mercury be? Or would it be more important is also a question. Because would it be less important? Because then astrology does not dictate what we do. Or would it be more important? Because then our Mercury shows how we make decisions. Or do we not have free will? Which is more so what I think. And in which case, Mercury, like, kind of just guides us. It's like partial free will. It guides us in the way we make decisions. So there's all those questions. But going back to my initial point of the difference between having Mercury in a different sign than your sun, is I feel that makes it so it's harder to really relate to your sun sign fully, because if the way you think isn't in line with your being, where you're placed in the world, where you feel your place is in the world, where your place in the world more goes to the midheaven, but where you feel your place in the world, where you feel your purpose is the sun. That's who you're meant to become. If that's different than the way you think, the way you navigate through situations, then it's going to be really difficult to find a match between those, especially because Mercury cannot be more than one sign away from the sun. So, obviously, it would have a very different way of thinking than the way of being, because signs next to each other are almost complete opposites in most cases. In basically every case, what am I saying? So that is a big factor. So oftentimes, if you have those in different signs, in different sidereal signs, you will have trouble fully relating to either of those signs, which is makes chart interpretation much more difficult, because you have to keep in mind, okay, this is how the person thinks, but this is how they exist, if that makes sense. Which it doesn't really, which is why chart interpretation becomes harder with that. Alright. So, this is also, while we're on these, like, more complex topics, Mercury is obviously your logical way of thinking, whereas the Moon and Venus are more so your heart and your way of feeling through situations, especially the Moon. So when it comes to Mercury versus the Moon, someone with a more prominent Mercury than Moon will obviously be more guided by logic and reason and practicality, whereas someone with more prominent Moon than Mercury will more than likely be more guided by their feelings and thus, sorry, I just heard a noise. I'm from somewhere else on the house, so I'm getting distracted. Will more than likely be the kind to follow their emotions more. So this is also something to keep in mind in chart interpretation, because you want to see which the client is more guided by, you know? Because if you're going off, like, on, maybe they're a Virgo Mercury, and you'd think, oh, they're guided more so by, like, their logic, but they're actually a Cancer Moon in the first house, then they're definitely more likely to be guided by their emotions. Alright? So, yeah, I already mentioned, I'm going through my bullet point notes. We were mentioning how it interacts with the world. Right, it plays actually, I feel like most people put beliefs on the ninth house and Jupiter, which is true, but I feel like Mercury also plays a role in our beliefs and what we are aware of, because, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but Mercury is how we think It's our mind. It's how we are aware of the world around us. And beliefs are highly based on what we experience and how we are aware of those experiences and our way of thinking and making sense. Because no one believes something that doesn't make sense to them, for the most part. Maybe some people do, but for the most part, people only believe what makes most sense to them. And also believe what they're taught. Because oftentimes people don't switch religions, for example. They just stick with the one they're taught. And Mercury is all about learning. So I would feel like it's really important to not just consider Jupiter in the ninth house when looking towards someone's beliefs and what they feel to be true about the world, but also look to their Mercury. All right. That's pretty much all my bullet point notes on this. So guess that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening, and maybe I'll do another episode. We'll see.